I'm Lawrence Gunther, and this is another Bluefish Canada stewardship tip. You know, I may be dating myself, but when I was a kid, I learned to fish with my dad. Yeah, we all heard that. But you know what? We caught and kept and ate everything we caught. And, you know, at the time, there was nothing wrong with that. We were just doing what everyone had done for thousands of generations before us. We were catching supper. You know what? We learned then that, hey, maybe it's not such a good idea for the fish populations. When you got a population of 1 million people within driving distance of a lake and everyone's keeping all the fish they catch and all the fish are disappearing, maybe it's not a great idea. So we all turn to catch and release. Everyone's catching and release. Yeah, and you can have 100 boats on a lake doing a bass tournament and all the fish go back. And that's all cool. I love it. But you know what? It's not wrong to keep some fish. And sometimes when we're having a tournament, sometimes a fish that we're releasing, we really shouldn't be releasing. We should be keeping it because maybe it's not going to live. And we sort of know in the back of our heads that fish isn't going to make it or it's questionable. Keep the fish. Keep it, bring it home, and eat it. You know what? It's local food. It's free range. It's organic. It's wild. And it's free. You know, how good is that? It's all the good things that we're told we should be eating, right? So keep the odd fish. Don't keep the big breeders. Be an angler, be a fisher, harvest responsibly. Remember, for the latest fish stewardship news, listen to Bluefish Radio, brought to you by Yukonuba Pet Foods.